Here's the breaking story. At least four Dallas police officers have been killed tonight, some shot right in the back, when two snipers perched in a nearby downtown parking garage opened fire during a protest over police shootings of African Americans around the country, Louisiana, Minnesota. Dallas police confirmed shortly before midnight local time that both suspects now had been taken into custody. They are alive. One of the suspects captured after a shootout with SWAT members, a suspicious package discovered near the suspect's location, was being secured by bomb squad members as I speak. Another man, whose picture had been circulated by authorities as a person of interest, had turned himself in. It was not immediately clear whether this person was in fact the second suspect. Dallas Police Chief David Brown has confirmed the four fatalities, three Dallas officers, one transit officer as well, and he said seven other officers and a civilian were wounded in the surgery. Three of the injured officers reportedly in critical condition, two others in surgery as I speak as well. John Lott, of course, is the author of The War on Guns and More Guns, Less Crime. He's with us right now. John, another tense situation here. Tough to be a police officer in this country. Some of them overzealous. In some cases in Louisiana, Minnesota, caught on video, people streaming live. But this situation in Dallas, as it unfolds, John, I want to get your reaction to it.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's too early to make any comments about what happened in Louisiana and Minnesota. Obviously, the one in Minnesota, at least, was a real tragedy. But you don't know what types of warnings the officer gave to the person before the shots occurred there. You don't know exactly what was happening yet in Louisiana. The problem, though, is that there's been a steady drumbeat of what I regard largely, in many cases, misinformation about cases, whether it be the one in Ferguson, Missouri, or other cases in New York, that there's a certain lens that people have looked at these things initially, and it turns out that they don't hold much water when you get further down the line. But it's not like those initial claims are cleared up, and who knows what happened tonight. One thing, I was watching Fox a little while ago, and they had what appeared to be footage of one of the individuals kind of moving from column to column, hiding behind it.
Right.
And I can just tell you, having seen a lot of training that goes on, this person, it seems likely to me, either was in the military or had some type of military-type training. And, I suppose we'll learn more about that soon, but it's pretty scary when you have people who have that type of ability to go and target groups of people like this.
And John, let me ask you this. Police are saying that some 60 shots rang out from this. Just based on our experience, you and me talking together over all these years, this sounds like something that is not that planned. Two people, two individuals who had the ability to get weaponry to do what they did. It sounds like they might have had some former military training. They had a little precision there in their shooting. They were very accurate. What do you think about that?
Well, that's one of the first thoughts that came to my mind. I mean, here you have individual shooting from a fair distance. I'd like to know exactly how far of a distance. That's going to determine a lot about how difficult these shots were. But when you're talking about moving targets like that, people going behind different types of things for protection, particularly from a distance like that, I mean, I don't know what the weather conditions were or the wind, but these two killers, apparently were pretty good at hitting their shots.
They sure were. I mean, they knew what they were doing.
It's not everybody who can do that type of thing. And that also, as you say, implies some type of training. Now, whether they were in the military themselves or they got military-type training from somebody else, I guess we'll only have to learn. But when you're going after moving targets, probably moving in erratic ways, and yet a large percentage of your shots are able to go and hit you know, but undoubtedly a very small percentage of the bodies that are moving out there. I mean, I can only guess that police officers, what, may made up, you know, a couple percent or so of the bodies that were out there, you know, maybe 5%, maybe less. And yet, with just one exception, all the people that they hit were people that had been in uniform with all the chaos, at least after the first initial shots. You know, if you have 50 to 60 shots over 3.5 minutes, and you have, you know, you hit 11 people or so, and presumably a couple of those may have been hit multiple times, from that distance and that chaos, that's a pretty good rate of hitting the target.
Indeed. John, thank you. We may call you back tonight as more situations here.